Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third leg in our journey. How incredibly exciting is that? Very. So, we saw that the point of the hitting of the rock here, or the Moshe Rabbeinu was told to speak to the rock, and he hit the rock. He was told to speak because he was supposed to make a Kiddush Hashem. And when the water would come out, instead Moshe Rabbeinu got water out by hitting the rock. And we contrasted this parasha and parashas B'shalach. Then in B'shalach the idea was to make a miracle. And here the idea, and therefore hitting made the miracle to create water in the first place. Here there already was water, now it's to bring it out. And that the idea is the rock should listen to the tzivui. And we were marich b'siyata d'shmaya, and now we'll continue again based on the Torah of Moriah B'Rabbi Agon Gadol Ritzel Manzatzal. The Ramban in Pasuk Yud Gimel explains Shevem Maisa Zeh Haya Kiddush Hashem Shlo Haya B'Pam Rishon. In this Maisa, there was a Kiddush Hashem that didn't take place the first time when Moshe Rabbeinu took water out of the rock, because the first time it says in Pasuk Vav Vayas Kei Moshe Le'enei Ziknei Yisrael, it wasn't neged Kol Ha'am, it was only neged Hazakenim. Whereas here in Pasuk Ches, it says V'hakel es ha'eda, in other words, all of the Jewish people, it says in Pasuk Yud, V'ayakilu Moshe v'Aaron es kol ha'eda el p'nei ha'sela, V'ayidei zahaya la'hakdisheni le'enei kol b'nei Yisrael. And through this, there was a sanctification in front of the eyes of all of the Jewish people, what didn't happen the first time. So, we have all of the Jewish people as opposed to a just small number, and therefore here is the big Kiddush Hashem and not in Parashas B'Shalach. So that's the Ramban. L'chora, we have to understand, Mali Shelah you call Yisrael B'Shas Haka. What does it matter that all of the Jewish people weren't there when Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock? Afterwards, the Jewish people are going to see water coming from the rock. And that will be Poel, that will activate L'Hakdisheni Leinei Kol Yisrael. So what does it matter whether they saw the actual hitting or they saw the water flowing afterwards? So we see from this that there's a greater Kiddush Hashem when we see something changing, transforming. B'riyat ha'etapchut b'davar atzmo misela l'notein mayim shebezeh ha'shinui mevi l'hitpa'alut v'hitbonenut ופלא ובעושהו, יותר מאשר בראיית הדבר, לאחר שכבר שמעו שיש מים, ואחר כך רואים את הדבר. So there's a greater Kiddush Hashem when we see the transformation of a rock that doesn't give water to a rock that does give water, than just seeing it afterwards when it's already giving the water. It's much greater to see the transformation. It doesn't have this, there's not the same, what they call in modern Spanish, hispilus. There's not the same hispilus, wonderment, when appreciation, amazement, fascination, when one sees a nature actually being transformed, then there is, that's much greater than when one sees it after it has already been transformed. And therefore, just because the Jews saw the water later, that's not going to make the same Kiddush Hashem. So according to this, it would appear that Elu Heim Be'Shnei Nyanim Shenemru B'Pasuk Chet. These are the two things that it says in Pasuk Ches, where it says V'Hakel Es Ha'eda. What does it say? Number one, it says V'Dibartem Es El Hasela V'Nosan Meimav. You should speak to the rock and it will give its water. So as we spoke about in the previous Shi'urim, the Dibur is not to create some new matter of water, but rather it is a commandment that it should give water that it already has. It's not creating new water, it's giving water that it already has. And that's what it says in the Torah Shleiman Osamach Vav, who brings from the Medrash V'Nasan Meimav, the Hainu Mayim Hagnuzim Bo Miyom Shepaska. Water that it already had from the time it stops. That's Lehejia, like we've been saying. Baruch Hashem. So the Medrash Taka says that it already had water, and now the job of the rock is to give out this water. However, in addition to that, it says, Vehotseisa lehem mayim min hasela. You should take water out from them from the rock. Meaning, that vis-a-vis those who see it the first time, im lo ra'u et hetapchut ha'sela l'mayane mayano mayim. Those who saw it this the first time didn't see the transformation of the rock to flowing water. They didn't see the transformation. Now that it stopped and it's giving again, there is la'ine kol ha'ame hischachus that's going to bring to hisponinus, even regarding a sela that is transformed into an agamayim. And that's the lahakdisheni la'ine b'nei Yisrael. That's the sanctifying God's name in the eyes of the Jewish people. That's what we have. We have number one, v'dibarta l'sela ne'im v'nosan me'imov. It's going to give its water. What do you mean it's going to give its water? It's going to give the water that it already has. And then it also says v'otzesan l'mayim v'nasela. And you're going to take water out of the rock. What does it say that again for? It's seemingly saying the same thing as we asked in the first year. So the answer is that the first time they didn't see, it was only the Zakenim who saw the transformation. But the people didn't see the transformation. So now they're going to see the transformation, that the water is coming out of the rock. They're going to say, oh, nature was transformed the first time when the water was put in the rock in the first place. The Parshas B'Shalach. So they're going to appreciate the Hishapchus HaTeva. And that's going to be the Lahakdisheni Leini B'nei Yisrael. They're going to appreciate that nature was transformed. Now they're going to see it giving its water that it already had, but they're going to see that, water was put there in the first place, which is incredible that the Sela was Hofech La'agamayim, as we spoke about earlier. One of the earlier Shiurim, that when there was no water and now there's water, so that's a huge mitnes. That's a transformation of Teva. V'zeh ma shemevuar b'tchilat ha'pasuk klapei ha'sela. V'dibartem el ha'sel le'iniham benatan me'imav. Shebazeh rak inyan v'lenatan me'imavu. So first we have the sinyan of giving the water. But then it says, Vayter, V'hotzeita lehem mayim min ha'sela. Yesh kan shuv et ha'chidush. Shel etzem ha'inyan sheyesh mayim ba'sela. Not only is it giving its water, but the very fact that it has water in the first place, that's what people are supposed to appreciate. So Moshe and Aaron are supposed to be ma'ir them to these two chedushim. Number one, that it's giving water. And number two, that there's water there in the first place inside the rock, already from Mishalach, and now the water stopped. And that's why the Pasuk says both, V'nasan me'imav, it's giving its water, but Islam himself, that the rock has water in the first place. And that in itself is tremendous. So now, we take the ball and run with it, we go further. Shenafkamina rabati yeshna imat sivui ulafoch tzur lamayano mayim, lebeinim yesh bo mayim ela shetzrich tzivui al venatan memav. There's a big nafkamina whether the tzivui is to transform a rock into a rock with water, a waterless rock, to a waterful rock. Between that and if there is already water and the job of the rock is just to give the water. That if there is an asiyah of tzur, of making the tzur into ma'ayano mayim, you're making the rock into flowing waters. Perush. Shenatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu koach leMoshe la'asot tzur la'agam mayim v'al yidei koach zeh netavat v'al yidei Moshe. So the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives koach to Moshe to make a rock into a lake of water, to a river of water, and through that Moshe made a waterless rock into a waterful rock. But if all we need is a command, then that has nothing to do with Moshe. Moshe is just the shliach Moshe is just the hechetimtzi. Moshe is just the means. Moshe is the proxy. He's the agent to bring out the water. But it's not Moshe. If it's putting the water in the rack, so that's like Moshe's miracle. God is telling Moshe to do this miracle. If it's Moshe bringing water out of the rack, so that's just because the water, the rack has to listen to the command of God. And it's just Moshe's job to relay Hashem's command. There's a medrash brought in the Torah Shlem and Osamach, but he brought them Osel, Tomru Bishmi, Koamar Hashem, what says, Hotzi Meimech. So Hashem says, I want you to say in my name to take out your waters. So that's all in the name of God. V'chol shenodat sivui, mitchayev memela, sheitena sela meimav. And as long as the tzivui is known, as Moshe made it known to the rock has to give out the water. And because of this, when Moshe said to the rock, the tzivui of Hashem, Gami lulei diber la selam suyam, kevan shalach v'yashav lo ben aslaim, mikom kom shama selat tzivui. So the moment Moshe is going to the rock and he's saying, listen, Mr. Rock, I want you to take out water. That means God commands you to bring out water. So even if Moshe wasn't by the right rock, there was another rock that was supposed to bring out the water, but the right rock heard the tzivui, right? It was, the rock was in the neighborhood. Remember we spoke in Rashi that there, Moshe had the wrong rock the first time. So the rock heard the tzivui. And that's enough to obligate the rock to be motzi the mayim. And Taka the Ramban asked that on Rashi. That the rock hears it. So what excuse is there for the rock not to bring out the water when the rock hears Moshe giving the tzivui from Hashem? And for the fact that it didn't give water, even though it heard the tzivui, Moshe learned from this that when Miriam dies, there's no water at all coming from his cella. And now you have to be mechadesh the inyan of the agamayim. And to be mechadesh, to do something new, to transform, you need a special koach. It's not just enough to have a general dibur. The general dibur is listen, I want you to bring out your water. And this rock, here's the rock knows that it has water inside of it. And the rock then brings out the water. Right? There's a, Rav Bloch speaks about this. How even Domeim has neshamas. So the rock on some level knows that it's supposed to bring out the mayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw it wasn't working. So something else is necessary here. You can't just have a dibur klali. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that it must be, I have to be mechadish. It must be that there's no water that has the rock in it now. And I have to be mechadish, the inyan of the rock having water in it in the first place, because that obviously stopped now. That's why the rock isn't giving out its water. The rock heard my tzivui, and it's not giving out its water. So what do I have to do now? I have to hit it again to create the same situation that we had in Parshas Bishalach when Moshe put the water in the rock. And even though it says v'dibarta el ha-sela, it doesn't mean v'dibarta. Sometimes the loudest words are when one hits somebody. Because what's v'dibarta? When it says, let's say God speaks to the Jewish people. Does God really speak? What is the definition of speaking? There's a mouth and it enunciates words. Hashem speaking is not like human beings speak. So when it says Hashem speaking, it's Hashem's way of communicating with us. In His way. And speech is just a euphemism. It says in the Gemara, Ra'ua Midaberes, when they saw her speaking to this man. And the Gemara says there are two opinions there. One is Misyachedes, and one is Nive'elis. So you see that there's a form of communication with the Dibur that's not necessarily speech. So Moshe Rabbeinu figured, okay, this is the form of Ayin Ibn Ezra. Shadibur al-Asel, Sheno Shemei, Nurel Ayidi Haka. The way to communicate is by hitting. And that's what Rashi says. That after they spoke, and the water wasn't Motzi the Mayim. In other words, they spoke both in Klali. And even though they knew that it's not necessarily this rock, since it doesn't have to be to this rock, as long as it's in the vicinity. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, maybe I have to hit the rock now, because we have to recreate the water. And that's what Hashem means when He said, v'dibartim. that has to be with which rack? That has to be that specific rack. And when you're speaking, as long as it's in the vicinity, so you're speaking to rack A, as long as rack B hears, it's fine. But if it's rack B that brings out the water, and you have to do a pool at a rack B, so if you're hitting rack A, you're not hitting rack B. To recreate the water, you need to actually hit the rack. So you have to hit the right rack. So therefore, that's what Rashi says. And then Moshe got to the right rack, to the correct rack. And that's the rack that he hit. So that's why the first time he spoke to the rack, and it didn't really matter, he wasn't so makbid, it should be the correct one, because as long as he's in the vicinity. And then when it came time to, he said, oh, the speaking isn't working, so speaking must mean hitting, and I better get to the right rack. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezamin him that he got to the right rack, and that's the rack that he hit, and that's the rack that had the water. And Moshe Rabbeinu figured he had to do that, because he had to create a new matzav of the rack having water. This we can explain Rashi, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and the Pasuk Vayar Moshe Siyado Vayachas Esela B'Amateo Pamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand and he hit the rack with his staff twice. So Rashi says, Shulafisha B'Rishon Lohotzi Ala Tipin. First it only brought out drops. Lafisha Lotzi B'Lo Amakom Lakosa. God didn't command to hit it, rather V'Dibarte Ala Sela. He was supposed to speak to the rack, Ayin Sham and Rashi. So it's hard to understand, what are the meaning of these Tipin? That's why he hit it twice. First they were tipin, it was drops, and then he hit it again, and then more came out. So what's the sinyan of the tipin? And then how does the hakashniya help? So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood that there's no more water in the rack. It's no longer an agamayim. And because of that, all that's left in the rack are tipin. Nevertheless, there was a commandment vis-a-vis a specific sela that there should be a dibur lehotzas meimav. That there should be a dibur, there should be speech that is supposed to bring out its waters. And when Moshe Rabbeinu found that rack that he was supposed to speak to, this hakah had an inyan of a tzivui. And then he fulfilled the tzivui of Hotzas Meimav. So the first time he hit the rack, that was the tzivui. It has to listen to the command. And that's, right, the first time, what happens? He speaks to rack A, and nothing happens. And then he hits rack B. So Moshe understood that there's no water at all. But there's still a tzivui that he has to speak to the rack. So his method of communication was hitting the rack. So he hits the rack the first time, and now drops come out. So now is Makayim the Tzivui. Now the commandment of the rack was fulfilling. Now it's giving some water. But now Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be Mechadesh, the Inyan of Agamayim. In other words, the second hitting is a Bishalachdika hitting. The first hitting is a hitting of Chukas, which is the Tzivui, which is the commandment. That Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to make a Kiddush Hashem, that the rack listens to Hashem, and certainly people should listen to Hashem. And the second hitting was Bishalachdik, that he's taking a rack that has no water, and now he's creating a lot of water in the rack. He's making it a rock-filled water. So the second hakah, the second hitting, activated what happened in Bishalach when they first left Egypt and Tak in the Bamidbar Rabbah, which is the makor for Rashi. The Medrash brings the makor from the Pasuk in Tehillim. Hein hikat sur vayazuvu mayim. That he hit a rack and the water flowed. And that is, as we explained earlier, that is a pasuk that tells us that water came out which was already in it, which is the that's, like we said, that's the first hitting. That's what we spoke about in a previous shiur, that this pasuk in Tehillim, Hein Hikat Surviya Zuvu Mayim, is referring to a rock that already has water, and then some of the water comes out. And that's what happened over here with the first hitting, that it already had water, and now a little bit of it is coming out. And then Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be mechadish the union of the water, so we hit it again, that a lot of water should flow. In other words, that was the water that was created the first time around, and that's what was taken out with the tipin. And then Vayter Moshe Rabbeinu took out a lot more, as we saw from the seifa of that pasuk that we spoke about in a previous shiur, that says, it says, Pasach Surviya Zuvumayim Hocha Batsiyos Nahar, that it starts out with the creation of the water, and then comes the flowing of the water. And so those are the two, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock twice. And that is leg three of our journey, and we still have a lot more to say. So please stay tuned, and we will see continuing niflaos miteras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Believe me, we will continue. Thank you so much for listening.